From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has filed a brief with a federal appeals court in San Francisco on behalf of reinstating President Donald Trump's temporary ban on travel from seven countries. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals plans to start hearing oral arguments from both sides Tuesday. The Justice Department's brief contends the ban is a lawful exercise of the president's authority. It calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban vastly overbroad. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and a group of Democrats are filing friend-of-the-court arguments against the ban. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held the first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid in Syria.
Quand chacun aura vu que le procès qui m'est fait est un procès...
French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years as he was a member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family, but said his wife's salary was perfectly justified for a woman with a training in law. Fillon's popularity has declined significantly since the issue emerged. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has beheaded four civilians. It accused them of spying for the Somali federal government and the Jubaland State Administration. This is VOA News.